Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Lorraine Gerhardt, and she placed in our last contest in 10th place. Go over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. All right, so Lorraine, we were just talking off air a little bit about how you found us. Can you kind of maybe just reiterate that story quickly so people can get an idea of, actually, not just how you found us, what did you do your kind of for diet and fitness? What was your, if you did anything as far as working out and diet before you found us, what was like your philosophy? And then how did you get to the point where you ended up in our community?
Okay. I guess what I'll do is I'll go back a little bit and tell you that in my family history, there's a lot of weight people and also my husband's family. And about 4 years ago, he had a problem with some pain in his chest. And as a result of multiple tests and different things like that, we looked at ourselves critically and said, we need to change something here because we're headed in the wrong direction. We were heading in the direction of the rest of our family. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't want to go that way. And so what we did is we started on some of the programs that they had online and said, okay, how's this working for us? Unfortunately, some of the programs you can do for a period of time and then you can see this nice change, but they weren't programs that you could work with ongoing. Because what seemed to happen is after your initial jump start and stuff like that, it would kind of almost take you backwards, and we found that we were getting injuries and different things as we continued it for multiple courses. And so my husband's an engineer, and what he does is he basically dissects a lot of the programs and says, okay, this work, and why wouldn't this work, and does a lot of that kind of stuff for me. He's actually kind of my coach. So I just do whatever he tells me to do. some of the stuff we had to modify because I have a bad hip, and then I also had injured my shoulders years ago. And so each of the movements and stuff, you know, I have to be very careful of. But we continued to pursue it, and we started with the Eat, Stop, Eat program in February.
This year?
Yeah. Okay. I was 106 pounds then.
100, and pardon me, you cut out there.
136.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, anyways, I had lost some weight at that point in time following their program and went from there. Mark found this online when you folks started your contest the 12 weeks ago there. Mm-hmm. And he said, and we had never really considered the ideal body proportions and stuff. But the interesting thing is when you go different places and when you have a big belly and stuff like that, you don't get as much respect. And now my husband's getting this, yes, sir, can I help you, sir? You know,
that's really? Okay, so yeah, so dig into that. So was he following Adonis then?
Yes.
And so he's experienced a change not only physically but the way people are reacting to him.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I got to tell you this one funny, okay? At one point in time here, we were in a hotel and we went to the pool. And my husband kept saying, you're looking great, you're looking great. And I said, okay, so he's your best, you know, admirer and all that. So we're swimming and there's just one other lady in the pool at that point in time. She says, oh, I love your bathing suit. And then she said, no, wait, it's your body.
Oh, that's great.
So he laughs because he says, well, I've been trying to tell you. And, you know, sometimes you just don't buy completely.
Yeah.
But it was cute. And we talked with the lady. In fact, we kept up, you know, in touch with her for quite some time there. Yeah. But anyways.
It's weird that you almost need the validation from someone who's not close to you because, you know, you kind of expect your family to see you with rose-colored glasses, and it's kind of hard to tell somebody you're really close to. But then if some random stranger says, hey, you're doing well, they've got no vested interest to lie to you, right? So it's probably legit.
Exactly. And I, like, whoa, my eyes, I guess, is what I'll say.
Okay, so... well, that's a good story. So the contest was, have you ever done anything like that, or you just figured, how about just a little bit extra motivation?
No, I've never done anything like that. And I thought, yeah, what are the chances of me winning? Okay, so you have all these people that make these drastic changes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a way to go, but yet I did because I was still somewhat what you call skinny fat. Mm. And so where I had lost the fat, I put on more muscles. and, you know, the shape began to take place a bit more, which was kind of neat.
So throughout the con, you're just doing what, the first workout, the Venus Factor main workout?
Mm-hmm.
And just 3 days a week, did you modify it at all, or just stick to the plan?
I had to modify. With some of the moves, I just can't do them.
Oh, right,
And we modified it some, and basically just followed, you know, through what you were doing there. Some of the other stuff we had to cut a little bit short just because of time factors and stuff like that. We tried to stay within the calorie limit, and we kept track of all that pretty decently. Mm-hmm. What I would do sometimes, because we do, you know, for a living and stuff, as everybody else, we're quite busy, so I would cook stuff ahead and leftovers wait.
Mm.
And that way, when we came to just grabbing something to eat, we weren't grabbing the wrong thing.
Right, gotcha. So yeah, you just sort of had things prepped so to avoid any kind of mistake the next day. You're preparing your future self, I guess, as it were.
Exactly.
And so you guys are doing this together then? He's following the Adonis calculator, you're following the Venus calculator?
Yeah, and you know what's neat is you work off of each other. So if somebody increases their weight, you say, okay, so I can do that. And you surprise yourself by what you can actually do, which is kind of neat.
Oh, you mean in the gym?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you're kind of chasing, you want to keep up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's I know some people are probably listening or feel a little jealous because not everyone has a partner in crime in this. Some people feel kind of like, I mean, that's nice. That's nice to have someone that close who's doing it with you, like specifically a spouse. Like, that's as good as it gets.
Absolutely. And we do it at home. Basically, it's get up in the morning and do your workout. We don't have to drive to a gym or something like that, which makes it really nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, okay, so then you spoke about being on other programs that felt unsustainable before. So how does this feel different?
When we first started the 4 years ago, I guess I would say with the program here, it has the potential to be able to do it ongoing, whereas the other programs, we found that after that initial spurt, we weren't making any more gains. We were like dead stopped, and we said, wait a minute, we got to change something here. And so what we did is we went through various other programs, and none of them just kind of quite seem to fit and do it right yet.
Now, was it something to do with, is it just the workout portion or was it the diet or kind of the whole thing put together? Like what?
The diet is an ongoing thing for everybody in every program. And you almost, that's probably a constant, I guess I would say from our experience, is you need to watch, you know, basically what you're eating and keep away from the stuff that's just total garbage. And you can do the meal plan for any program, but some of the exercises and the intensity and different things like that, that just don't seem to work out well for us.
Oh, so it was just, what, too much, I guess?
Yeah,
and that's the thing. It's trying to find a balance. So now at this point, you've made it a certain distance, and what do you think of... Tell me how you feel about where you're at right now.
I like where I'm at, and I think I'm going to go a lot further where I'm at because I see getting into that perfect shape, but I also see myself putting on more muscle, but I don't want to look like some of the pictures in magazines of women that kind of, I don't know, they're not attractive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just getting too masculine.
They're too muscular for women. I don't want to go there. I want to be fit, and it's also part of my health care plan.
Okay, talk about that.
Well, let's see. If you take good care of your body's going to take good care of you, but also a lot of the disease and stuff that we have today is preventable if you're eating right, if you're doing the stuff that we ought to be doing that our ancestors did, you know, hundreds of years ago, you know.
So you view this as a two-part thing. You like the way it looks, but also it's a health thing on top of that.
Absolutely. I want to live to be about 120 or so.
We all do, right? Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Well, the potential is there.
It
The
sure is.
potential.
Okay, well, so what? Okay, so moving, so that's kind of the goal moving forward for you. It's muscle building, and it's kind of clear in your pictures. You're quite lean now, so this is just going from good to great, which is an awesome position to be in. What's your advice to other women who might have been in your, might currently be in the shoes you were in before, and are searching for like an answer here?
Well, I think a lot of times what happens, everybody does the diet thing and all that, and I don't really recommend just a diet because that's not going to work. You're going to eventually get off that diet. It's a lifestyle change. You've got to put the muscle on for the supporting, elements in your body to support things as you get older in particular. And I guess, you look at the people on the magazine covers or wherever. They look beautiful, and you say, "Oh, I wish I could get there." And it puts me in mind of a that I heard on the radio years ago. Now, this might get a little lengthy, but I hope not.
No, go
But
ahead.
what this little boy kept walking past this monastery, and he wondered what they were doing in there. And day after day, he'd walk past. And one day, one of the monks came out, and he says, "Are you guys all saints in there?" And his response to the little kid was, "Well, the saints are just the sinners who fall down and then get up. So if you want to succeed, you fall off and you have your binge days or whatever you have, and then you just get up again."
That's a great analogy. I like that. The one, I don't know if you've heard me say it. I just call it a controlled stumble forward. So like this whole process, like you're not, there's nothing pretty about it. It's, if you actually showed someone every single day of your transformation, yeah, there'd be a lot of days where you fall down and get back up. So I just call it stumbling forward. But you still get, 12 weeks later, your pictures show that you made it. It's just
Exactly.
the day-to-day routine's not exactly slick. It's kind of, it's a stumbling. I don't know how else to say it. But yeah, your analogy is great. The saints are
Yeah.
just the sinners that got back up. I like that. All right. Well, do you, anything else, or is that where you want to leave it? Oh, do you have any questions for me?
Do I have questions for you?
Sorry, I didn't mean to spring that on you, but you can do a little Q&A with me right here on the air if you want.
Not that I can think of at this
Oh,
point.
okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. Well, if that's, if you're, if that's a good place for you to leave it, I'm good with that.
Okay, sounds good to me, and I appreciate your program, and good luck to you guys with everything with it.
All right, well, thank you. So for Lorraine Gerhart, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.